From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In Egypt, what had been solely protests against the government of that country's president, Hosni Mubarak, appear to have now developed into something more. In Suez, railway and bus workers, state electricity staff, and service technicians for the Suez Canal took to the streets today, asking for higher wages and better working conditions. That as protests in the Egyptian capital also continued. NPR's Corey Flintoff says what's becoming clear is there's a divergence amongst the demonstrators.
It seems to be a diverse group on both sides. You see the protesters in the square ranging from everything from upper middle class to people who seem to be the poorest of the poor. Today we talked to workers in industrial jobs, and they seem to be supporters of Mubarak. So there seems to be a pretty diverse group on both sides.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Cairo. The labor unrest comes on top of continued demonstrations, which have been going on for more than 2 weeks now. Republican congressman has resigned barely 3 hours after a website published emails and a photograph he posted through an online dating service. He has apologized to his wife and family, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Christopher Lee was a second-term lawmaker from Western New York. The lightning speed with which his resignation arrived after the story broke speaks volumes about the sensitivity of House leaders as voters continue to express extremely low opinions of Congress. The website Gawker.com ran a story Wednesday afternoon. It said that Lee last month went looking for dates on Craigslist. In emails with one woman, he said he was divorced and he called himself a lobbyist. He sent her a photo showing him shirtless and flexing his arm. Lee initially said his computer was hacked. After the resignation, he issued a statement that national challenges, quote, are too important for me to allow this distraction to continue. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas, weather remains the big story. The city of Tulsa with a storm today beat a record for annual snowfall that has stood since the 1920s. Some 26 inches of snow has fallen there so far this year. And in Arkansas, snow-stranded travelers and shut down roads. Chris Broyles is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Southern Kansas into northeastern Oklahoma had the heaviest amounts with this storm, and the storm totals ended up being anywhere from about a foot to upwards of 20 inches.
Students in the Dallas-Fort Worth and Amarillo school districts in Texas got the day off. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke came under intense questioning from some GOP lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. Among those leveling tough questions, House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan. Wisconsin Republican said he's concerned the central bank won't be able to detect inflation until, in his words, the cow is out of the barn. However, Bernanke said at the moment inflation in the U.S. is quite low. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 6 points. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. The S&P fell 3 points. This is NPR. Lawsuits have been filed in the case of some fans who purchased tickets for the Super Bowl but found they had no seats or obstructed views. The suit filed in federal court in Dallas accuses the NFL and team owner Jerry Jones of deceiving hundreds of fans, alleging breach of contract, fraud, and deceptive sales practices. Some fans were relegated to folding chairs or left with obstructed views of the game. In another incident, nearly 400 fans were left without seats after temporary seats set up for Sunday's game weren't available. In Los Angeles today, actress Lindsay Lohan pleaded not guilty to felony grand theft for allegedly taking a $2,500 necklace from a jewelry store in the enclave of Venice, California. The alleged theft occurred while Lohan was on probation for drunk driving and drunk possession. More from NPR's Anna Jaffe.
Lohan's once promising movie career has been derailed by her personal problems, including 5 trips to rehab and 3 brief stints behind bars. Bail for the 24-year-old actress was set at $40,000, half for the theft charge and half for the possible probation violation. Superior Court Judge Keith Schwartz warned her that she better not mess up again while awaiting the resolution of the felony case.
If you violate the law, I will remand you and set no bail. You're no different than anyone else, so please don't push your luck.
Lohan is also waiting to find out if she'll face battery charges in Riverside County for allegedly shoving a staffer at the Betty Ford Clinic, where she was a patient. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session lower today, the price of oil dropping 23 cents a barrel to close at $86.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, from Washington.
Support